current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Dumpster Donald. Earlier this month, Donald Trump insulted Somalians during a cabinet meeting that was broadcast publicly. He called Somali immigrants garbage, said we don't want them in our country, and he claimed Somalia stinks and is no good, and told Somalians to go back and fix their homeland. He even targeted Congresswoman Ilhan Omar personally. These were not private comments. They were official and deliberate, spoken in a room full of reporters. Somalians around the world reacted with shock and anger, calling his remarks disrespectful and degrading. What made the moment even more painful was the weak response from Somalia's Prime Minister, Hamza Abdi Barre. Instead of defending his people, he brushed off the insult, saying Trump has spoken this way about many other countries and that Somalia should simply move on. At a time when the nation expected strength, dignity, and clarity, what they saw instead was hesitation. His reaction left many Somalians feeling abandoned by the very leader meant to represent them. Trump's comments also cannot be separated from a long history of US's involvement around the world. For decades, American policies, from invasions to drone strikes to political interference, have helped push several countries into instability, conflict, and collapse. Somalia, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and others have all felt the heavy impact of American decisions that shaped their futures without their consent. These actions created deep wounds, weakened institutions, and left societies struggling to rebuild. Yet even after causing such damage, Western leaders often speak about Muslim countries as if their hardships appeared out of nowhere. They destroy nations, redraw their politics, fuel conflicts, and then mock the results. They insult the very conditions their own policies helped create, all while freeing themselves of responsibility. This double standard, harm followed by blame, has become a defining feature of Western engagement with the Muslim world. So the real question is this: how long will we accept humiliation, excuse weakness, and ignore our own values and systems? How long will we allow others to define us while we remain silent? At some point, we must reclaim dignity, unity, and confidence in our own way of life. Only then can we stop the cycle of disrespect and dependency. That point is now. Now is the time to stand united as the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and work to establish the laws and systems of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which would ensure the honor of the Muslims and once and for all end to such evil man-made corruption, exploitation, and destruction.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ.
Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is within themselves. Surah 13, verse 11. Jazakumullah khairun for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.